Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insight alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic, 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001 or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
This is Soul Purpose. Welcome. And this is The Searchers.
Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain. Just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain. The gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone. The boy and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? Just a little breeze out of the sky. The leaves nod their heads as the breeze blows by. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain. The gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone. The boy and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? What have they done to the rain?
Very warm welcome to Soul Purpose on this Wednesday, the 16th of January. I just thought I'd just want to do something slightly different this evening. I was preparing to get the show off the road and had a quick chat with Ken, our producer. And I just popped downstairs and I thought, I want to have a look out. For some reason, I just wanted to go and look at the moon. And as I was drawn to looking up at the first crescent of the new moon, for some reason my thoughts were going to, I wonder what it was like for the astronauts who first set foot on the moon in Apollo 11. I wonder what they felt like when they looked back at Mother Earth and could see the planet and the northern hemisphere being bathed in sunlight. It is said that the world seems to be getting a smaller place. Perhaps it's not a smaller place, perhaps there's just more in it. How have you been finding your world in the last few days? since I've been working both on here on Soul Purpose, when we are obviously part of the Mike Spirit FM network, part of the Mike Spirit family, and with the TV work that I do and the private clients that I've spoken to, some people have been feeling a little bit of a panic, particularly today for some reason, and that is obviously more from here in the UK rather than maybe into Europe or across the pond into the USA. Isn't it strange, though, that how we can be affected, or how our mood can also be affected by the weather? I was talking to my guest before we came on, and I will introduce her very, very shortly. Lovely lady. Very special lady. Special friend. So I'll introduce her in a moment. And we were just sort of pontificating, in a way, about how we look at or how we view things and the way they're happening. And there are some changes coming up, and there will be some changes which I will be announcing, but not until next week, so I'm going to keep those under my hat for now. My guest was saying, well, maybe it's about new beginnings. And my reply was, well, maybe it's also about redefining old ones. So when you come through, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, and we'd love you to be a part of the show, and you'd like to call in and have a reading with either myself or my guest, obviously the number you need is the one you probably already know, which is 768-283-4611. Remember, if you're calling from outside the USA, you need to prefix that with 001. Do also join in on the chat room. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, you can join in to the chat room. You will need to sign in or sign up for that. But there's also a Skype button on the homepage there where you can also make a Skype call through to the show today. But what I'd like you to be thinking about before you actually call in is, firstly, and this may sound a bit of an odd thing to say, but do you really need to have a reading, a connection with spirit? And what's the purpose behind it today? You will know if you've listened to the show before that I always really love to deal with specific questions or areas of concern or things that are worrying you. I'm one of these psychic mediums who loves to be able to channel information through from the world of spirit to you in order to give you insight and clarity as to what is around you at the moment. And this is another thing which I'm looking at, which is how do we also remain present? Being in the moment. One of the things that we do as human beings is something I have labelled time tripping. We either think backwards into the past, or we can think forwards into the future. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because that's how the human brain is programmed. We have a massive computer in our heads. It's programmed to do two basic functions. It adds and subtracts. And I can give you, for example, if I threw this question out to all of you who are listening at the moment, I want you to just to think of the first number that comes to your head. If I was to say to you, think of a number between 5 and 12, instant reply you should get in your head is the number 7. Hand up all those who've thought of the number 7. I bet you did. And that is generally the answer that we get, is because, as I said, the human brain's programmed to think in two basic directions. So you would have taken 5 from 12 and got 7. If you didn't get the number 7, the chances are that you're actually not present at the moment. And that's one of the things, that, as I said, that in this world in which we live, and with all the pressures and the stresses and strains of life, and worrying about work or making an income or relationships or family or the home or anything else that is going on around you, it can throw you into a massive head spin. And that's when you lose the sight of the things that you need to be focusing on, which is why, as psychics, people like myself and my guest and other people that you were here on Mike Spirit FM, Sarah May, Mr. Grant Collier. Just as an aside, people often say, why do you call him Mr.? Why do you also say Grant Collier? Because for some reason, and I'm not saying this against either lovely Mike or Nick or anybody else that's on the network, but I had this really good rapport with Grant, and it's just a mark of respect, you know? So if you listen to any of the psychic mediums here on Mike Spirit, because what we can do, you see, we can take that stand back, we can take that disconnected viewpoint, which is why we're able to see the things that we see, which is why we can channel the messages of Spirit to you. And there are some big global messages, which I'm very much aware of at the moment, that Spirit are bringing through. And I know this is where my guest is going to really come into their own, because I know what a phenomenal channel she is for Spirit, and not just for on a one-to-one basis, but on a with a global message as well. But looking at all you guys as individuals, and you all are unique individuals, so all your readings will be unique, but so are your questions. And although as a psychic, and today it was no different when I was working today on the TV show here in the UK, the majority of the questions were about relationships. So we could put all the questions under one bracket or under one umbrella, problems with relationships, concerns about. But every single reading was unique because every person's experience is unique. And although as humans we can empathize, we can sympathize with other people who've been in similar positions, we can never truly understand exactly what is going on in somebody's life because it's unique to them. There will be parallels, there will be similarities, but you guys are all individuals. The world is full of unique, priceless individuals. And that's what you all are. You are all unique, priceless individuals that cannot be replaced. So if you're feeling a little bit concerned, worried, even if you're not, if you're feeling happy, bright, bouncy, come through and have a chat here on Soul Purpose. As I said, the number you need is 768-283-4611 if you're from inside the USA. But I'd love you to come through on the show today with questions for either myself or, and this is now, I'm going to bring my lovely guest in. And this lady has been on the show before. She's an absolute phenomenal visionary. She's also an amazing artist, and if anybody has ever been onto Facebook and has seen her Facebook page or her website, and if you haven't, I do encourage you to go and look. You'll just see what amazing work she produces, and it is the wonderful Roz Coleman. Roz, welcome.
Jerry, it's lovely to be back with you. Really lovely. And the words you were saying, there are so many things that I can resonate with what you were saying just now. So many things. About relationships particularly. And also about, it was very interesting when you said, I wonder what someone from a different planet would think looking down at this earth right now. And the times are so turbulent, aren't they? So everything seems up in the air. I don't know whether you found it so this year, but you know, we had that turning point last year, didn't we? We all got past 21st of December and we're all here. We've all survived. And I don't know about you, but since then I've just had a complete, everything in my life has changed. Just, it's almost as though it's done a flip almost overnight. It's absolutely extraordinary. And it'd be very interesting if anyone does come in with relationships, relationship problems and relationship difficulties. And one question that I often find that people want to know more than anything else when it comes to relationships is this person that I've met my soulmate? Who is my soulmate? How will I know when my soulmate is with me? And I was asked that question last year, just before our last show, on a different experience. And I said, when you meet that person, there is something inside you, you will just know. And do you know something? At the time, I was actually looking for a soulmate. I was looking for a soulmate at that very time. And the strange thing was I met them. I met that person, and I've known this person for 50 years. Can you imagine that? 50 years this person has been in and out of my life as a friend. And there was one moment at the turn of the year when it was as if a light switched on in both of us, and suddenly the relationship had changed. Isn't that extraordinary? And I had to check in with my guides, and I said to my guides, you know, what on earth is going on? Because it was the last person I would ever have expected to be a soulmate. You know, as a friend, yes, but not as a relationship. And I asked them for insight. And, you know, every single one of my guides I know, guides I didn't know, came and stood round me in a circle and lit a light up. And it was that strong. It was, I know. And if you're looking for a soulmate, and it doesn't, I believe we have more than one soulmate in our lives. Every person we have a relationship with is in some way a yeah. soulmate, because we learn so much from that person. And they all have a really significant part to play in our lives. So it's a very, very interesting one, very interesting. But as to manifesting a soulmate, the way to do it is to really send out a message from your heart and send it out powerfully to the universe, being very, very clear about what you want from that person and from the two of you together, and to then just wait. And that's the hard part, because we all want everything now, don't we, Jerry? Don't you think? That's how it works. We want everything now, but it's a matter of waiting until the universe creates that situation for us and brings the two people together who are so right for each other together at the same time, and then that light goes on, and then you know.
So what do you believe, though, about the twin flame connection rather than a soulmate connection?
We're all connected anyway, aren't we, Jerry?
Yep,
we are all connected.
Six degrees of separation says so, yes.
And it could be. The way I see it is that I see our higher selves literally like jewels in the universe, sort of high above our head, connected by a silver or gold cord of light that comes down and connects us with our physical body. And my thought on a twin flame is that the two people are both from the same higher self, incarnated as separate aspects of that higher self, if that makes any sense to you. That's how I see a twin flame.
But as you said, soulmates, you can have more than one soulmate in your lifetime, and you can have more than one soulmate at any one time.
Absolutely. Yes, I so believe that. And it's about, I think, as you were saying with Grant, respecting every relationship that you have and taking it on its individual merits. And sometimes it's in the search for that one special person, it may be possible to kind of sideline other relationships that are going on in your life, yet each relationship is so special and so very important at the time. Everybody's important, and everybody alive
absolutely,
their life
yeah.
is important and valuable and has something to offer, and we have something to offer them.
Well, what we're going to offer on the show today is to connect with as many people as possible. And I know that we already have a few people waiting to come through on the show today. So I feel that what we'll do is we'll play our first our second piece of music as such, and then we'll take some calls. Is that all right with you, Roz?
That's brilliant, and Jerry, absolutely perfect. Fine. We want.
Okay, so I believe that the first caller who will be coming through is Tanita. So Tanita will come to you, my lovely, as soon as I say to Mr. P, press that button, and let's have our first piece of music.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411168396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And if you're anywhere, even if you're not anywhere near Neath on the 22nd, next 23rd of Feb. Do go along. It promises to be an absolutely brilliant event. And as you heard Mike saying there, that tickets are available. You can get in touch with him directly. And any inquiries that you want, just email Mike, and he'll be able to give you all the details. But it's not that far away now. 22nd, 23rd of Feb, just a few weeks away. Okay, well, we're going to get straight on with the first caller to Soul Purpose today. And I believe, if I get the name correct, I hope I have lovely, this should be Tanita, is that correct? Hi, welcome to Soul
yes.
Purpose. Hello, my lovely, whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
From Georgia, wonderful. Did you have a specific question today, Tanita, or what was the purpose
yes.
for your connection?
Okay, purpose is, it's something, I'm trying to figure out, it's something about myself, but I'm also concerned about my cousin, because she's, like, strung out on drugs and homeless, but first thing with myself is I have these little, I don't get mad often, but when I do, it's really, really bad. And I've been trying to control it, but it's really hard to control it. And I just don't, I know I'm angry, but I just can't pinpoint where the anger is coming from. I'm not sure if it's coming from my childhood or why I'm so upset when I have these, like, really bad arguments with people. But it's not all the time. It's just, like, once in a blue moon, and I just can't understand why I'm not able to control it, because I'm, for the most part, I'm a really calm person, and I just don't know where.
I was going to say that linking with your energy, I can feel that there is a calmness there with you, and you are generally just a very placid person. It'd be interesting to track the energy back with you. Can you just tell me what your date of birth is?
It's December 9th, 1988.
Right. Let me just have a look. I work with numerology, but in particular I work with Native American numerology, which is something my guides channeled through for me some time ago now, and it's a very good... It's a very good energy, a very good way of being able to track things back into somebody's past, as particularly in this earth life, to see exactly where trigger points might have been. Now, as I'm looking at your date of birth, I'm just having to add the numbers up, and my mental arithmetic is not absolutely brilliant at this time. So it's 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I'm going to ask. Also, going to ask Roz in a moment what she's picking up in spirit as well, because I know that her guides are already channeling information through to her. But what I'm seeing here immediately, lovely, is that the number 8 is very, very strong and dominant. Apart from obviously your birth year, the other number that is in there is definitely an 8 number with you now. This is with the Native American animal cards that I also work with. You have a very strong water influence around you, because the otter is one of your totem of 9 animals. We all have a totem of 9 medicine animals around us. And the otter is very dominant with you, as is the bear and the porcupine. So you've got 3 very strong influences here, 2 earth influences and the water influence. Now, my feeling here is that I actually want to go back and take you back to around your 8th birthday. So can you cast your mind back to around your 8th birthday and remember what was happening around you at that time? Are any bells ringing at the moment with you, my sweet, about around your 8th birthday?
I was in a Catholic school, really didn't like it. That's all I can remember, trying to find friends because I couldn't really identify with none of the kids there.
So you were, even at that age, you're having a problem linking or making connections with other people, even at children of your own age?
Mm-hmm. I had, when I went to public school, I could, but when I was there, it was I felt like I was by myself there.
Now, I don't want to go into this too deeply, but obviously we're very much aware here in the UK as
Hello.
Sorry about that. We had a bit of a technical hiccup. I was just saying, lovely, that I don't want to sort of go into it too deeply, but we're very much aware, the world is aware, as we are here in the UK, that recently there were some very tragic events at one particular school in the USA. And the children that unfortunately were caught up in that really horrific event were around that sort of age. How did you, and this may sound a daft thing to ask you, sweet, but how did you feel when you heard of that news about what happened recently in the US?
I wasn't able to watch TV. I will always be doing.
Sorry, you say you weren't able to watch the TV?
Mm-mm.
For what reason?
It just made me upset. I didn't watch it. I still don't watch it.
So, I also have a feeling that there was a memory there that got triggered with you, which took you back to around that sort of age, 6, 7, 8 years of age, and I'm still linking with 8 years of age here. But my feeling is, and before I say anything else, I'm going to bring Roz in, because I know that they say she's really got some input here for you. So, Roz, what are you picking up here as well, my love?
Right, well, as you were talking, Jerry, I chose 2 cards for Tanita, and the first one was a card that said, drink more water, and there is definitely something around this aspect of water for you, Han. And I'm also picking up that there is a memory that your system may have blocked out somewhere, because you're not recalling it, are you? You're not recalling anything. Tanita?
Yes. I really can't remember.
Right. The second card, Han, that I chose for you, interestingly, on the card that I picked out, there was also a jaguar. And a jaguar, big cat, you feel a bit of big cat, but it's power, and there's also an element of perhaps anger there. The colours in the jaguar, anger. But the second card that I chose for you was a card called Choose Peace. Now, that's a very interesting one, because that is the flip side of anger, isn't it? And it's not very easy. You are a very peaceful person in your normal way, but it's not very easy to just instantly jump from a feeling of being very angry for no reason that you don't know to just flipping over into peace. Now, managing anger is something that I do, helping people to manage feelings of anger. And what my guides were telling me for you was that if you can just are you able to sort of go out into the countryside anywhere? Are you able to sort of like walk and get out to anywhere where no one else goes, where you'll be fairly private?
With my schedule, not right now. It's kind of challenging because I'm in school and I go to work.
Okay. Do you have any room anywhere that you can lock yourself in for a little while where there'll be nobody around?
Well, I have my own place, but I have my cousin staying with me. So it's like, no, but when she leaves, yes.
Right. Because what my guides are saying is that if you can, you know, once that you find that one of these anger sessions with you triggers with somebody for no reason, there is something that is going to trigger these feelings of anger. Yeah?
Yes.
So you'll have a memory.
I know the reasons.
You know the reasons. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we're getting there, aren't we? So would you be able to attach... what I'm asking you to do is to take the memory of the last interaction that you had with you. Just take that with you and then find somewhere where you can go out for a walk and really, really, really walk. Yeah? Walk really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are carrying this anger, what I want you to do is to somehow channel this anger through your feet and pound it out as if you're stamping this anger out of your feet, out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that making sense? A lot of ways of dealing with feelings of anger sound absolutely wacky, but trust me, they really do work. And what you're doing is you'll be taking the feelings and you'll be dissipating them. We can ask the earth to absorb that for you and to ask the angels to maybe take that anger and do something useful with it. Angels know how to do that. But it's a way of dissipating this feeling of anger and minimizing it. And I feel with you that you need to actually physicalize it. You're a peaceful person, and this is very hard for peaceful people to do. If you're holding anger inside and you're a person who kind of needs this physicality but doesn't normally do it, then it could be blocked inside you. This is a way of really, really getting it out. And by doing that, holding the intention in your mind of clearing this memory or whatever it is, just hold the intention to clear it and then really go and bash it out. Otherwise, I'd say lock yourself in a room and just scream at the wall and bash a pillow. It really does work. Does that help you? But this is something that it's really useful to actually physically do something about.
Yeah, actually right now it makes perfectly much sense, but when I become angry, it's like I just snap. And all the techniques, and it's like I snap.
Yeah. Sitting meditating works for some, but it doesn't work for others. So physicalizing these feelings, holding the intention of releasing that old blocked memory. Just hold the intention and then really go and walk or run or just stamp it out. Hold the anger and stamp it out through your feet. And you may find yourself getting tired. You may find yourself starting to cry for no reason. If that happens, that is brilliant because it is actually coming out of your system.
Okay.
Okay, Denise, does that help you?
Yes, that does.
That's excellent, Pam. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, wish you very well with that, lovely, and thank you very much for being a part of the show. And remember that if there's anything there that you need to re-listen to or you want to just go over again when you've got a moment to yourself, you can always download or listen to the podcast of the show by simply going to mikespirit.fm. That's www.mikespirit.fm. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a list of the shows then and the podcast. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And you can listen to a podcast on there as well.
Okay.
Bless you, and thank you very much for being a part of the show, my lovely. You take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night now. Well, good night from the UK, anyway. It's very interesting that we have all these little triggers and timeline aspects to look at. And I don't know, Ros, whether you find that a lot of the work that certainly a lot of work that I've been doing recently has been very much tracking the energy back on the timeline to heal those triggers. And in fact, as part of my work as a hypnotherapist, although I do specialize in past life regression, I've actually been doing a lot of work recently on current life regression and going to seek out those trigger points for people. And even in the counselling work I do, because I have to wear about 7 different hats these days, again, it's very much about healing triggers, healing areas in this earth life. And I know that you said, and I know that you'd agree, Roz, that we bring things into this earth life that maybe we haven't healed or dealt with in previous lives. But I just feel that at the moment there's a, and I could hear it in that lovely lady's voice, that there's this, as I said right at the top of the show, see, a slight heightened state of anxiety, people needing to find what they're here for. And I've just noticed in the chat room that, and I'm, good evening to everybody in the chat room, I haven't signed in yet, I'm afraid, but somebody was asking in the chat room, what's my sole purpose? What am I here for? Do you get asked that a lot, Roz?
It isn't, actually. I tend to find people who are looking for direction. But tracking back to what you were saying earlier, Jerry, about coming in with different things to clear or find resolution for from past lives, yes, that happens a lot, and I work a great deal in that area. And I've done a lot of work on myself, obviously, in that area as well. But, you know, last year, I found that a lot of people were going through massive, massive emotional turmoils and upheavals, and it was all connected with big stuff that they bought into this year and it all into this life, and it all came up, or really big stuff came up last year for people to clear. And the purpose of that is so that these new energies that we have since the turn of last year, and which I think we talked about last time, were ongoing, and it's going to be ongoing. But the whole, I don't know, it's like the whole vibration and energy of everything and everyone is being changed at the moment. And so in order to sort of keep up with this light and this new vibration, we need to drop and lose and come to some kind of understanding about these last these difficulties that we're having and these things to be cleared. Is that making any sense to you?
Well, yeah, it does to me, love, because at the end of last year, I went through a massive meltdown, and it was about, well, it was building up about a week before the end of December, just before the Christmas holiday season here, and just it was just like a, well, it was a bolt out of the blue, because I'd been doing what I've been doing for day in, day out, year in, year out, and I've been going up and down like most people. But as a psychic, as somebody who has this, and I can only live with this connection that I have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But then the human suddenly I just imploded, and it was on the Saturday before the Christmas. I was absolutely in bits, and I'm sorry, I'm sharing this because this is the truth, the gospel truth, folks. I was absolutely in bits, and I had no physical strength, I had no mental strength. The emotions were coming out, the tears were coming out, and I was just literally, I didn't know whether I wanted to be here or whether I just wanted to step off the planet. And that is, I said, that's holding my hands up, that is the truth. And even though I was kept calling out to spirit and saying, what's going on? What on earth is going on? You know, this is, and I give myself a healing treatment every day. I'm very much aware of what my body tells me. I'm very much aware of what spirit are telling me, because I won't do anything without checking in first. But this was just like, it was like bang, huge, just boulder. And I thought, right, now there's one or two things going to happen here. And this was my way of thinking at the time, and not just my way of thinking, because anybody who knows me knows that I actually try and use that word or that operation extremely little. But my way of thinking and my way of feeling at that time was, there's two directions I can go in. One is I could be going back to Mother Earth and then back into spirit, or the other direction is I'm going to be moving onwards and upwards again. But I tell you what, guys, and as I said, this is the gospel truth. In the moment when all this was, and when it was all kicking off, I actually felt completely disconnected from everything, everyone, anything, and I just, it's like, whoa. And I tell you what, it's if you've been going through something similar out there, it's a bit of a shock to the system, especially when you're not used to it. Because I will process things out very quickly. I will process my emotion very, very quickly. I will do it in a blink. And so people who know me know how fast, and I've been told before, how do you do things so quickly? How do you manage to cope with that? So how do you process that so quickly? It's because I can. It's because of what Spirit had taught me as a person, which is why I now try and teach it to others. But this was like something I'd never, well, I've been through some experiences close to it before, and they were scary enough. But this was something else, I tell you. But it was a most intriguing time, so I can really relate to what Ros was saying there, and I'm sure that a lot of you probably felt the same. There's been a huge shift going on, and although we are halfway through the month of January, the year hasn't properly started or settled yet. It's getting there. It's getting there slowly. But what sort of experiences have you been having? What sort of problems have you been finding? Let's go to our next caller. And I believe this is Melissa. So, Melissa, are you there, my love?
Hello.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Pretty good.
Whereabouts are you calling from?
Call from Philadelphia, PA. I have called before. I had a nice reading, and I enjoyed it. Tonight, I was calling to see about my spirituality. What would the spirit world say about how I need to get on my journey with my spirituality? That's what it is. I'm calling for it tonight.
Well, in that case, I can think of nobody better than to guide you in this direction but the lovely Ros. So, Ros, my sweet, I'm going to hand Melissa into your tender care.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello, gorgeous girl. I missed the last bit of what you were saying, Melissa. I know you want to hear what your spirit, what spirit would say, or what your guides would say about your spirituality. But was there something else there that I missed?
That was it, pretty much, about my, like how I released myself into my spiritual world. Like, I know the spirit world has contacted me, but I can't really honestly, like, understand exactly what they're saying to me. I feel the spiritual energy around me. I just don't know which one and who it is. And I would like to have better communication with them.
You've already done half the work, Melissa, because you set your intention and you've already done half the work. So having set the intention, and you also said that you feel them around you. Yes, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, I've said that.
Yeah? So, can I ask you exactly how you feel them around you? What I'm doing is I want to take you into the way that you actually, the way that you actually do this, and try and help you become more aware of it, and to help you go deeper into your natural way of connecting.
Yes, ma'am. Like, is something spiritual? Someone say something spiritual to me, or I feel spiritual, I get a heat wave all over my body.
Excellent.
It only happens when something is positive.
It only happens. Sorry about that, Melissa. I think that the line just went dead for a moment.
Okay.
So I heard the bit where you get a heat wave in certain situations. Over your body?
Yes, ma'am. And when something's positive, I get like a nice heat wave all over my body. And it feels very comfortable.
Okay, so with the feeling of heat, you get a feeling of comfort. And that is when you sense spirit around you, or you feel spirit around you, and that's how you know?
I feel when something's positive, I will feel it. And like, I know about the spirit world. I know it's there. but I don't actually see spirits. I don't see or hear. I get a subconscious understanding. That's how I gravitate to the unknown universe, they would say.
That's absolutely wonderful, because you're clairsentient, and that means you feel. Clairsentience tends to be, and I'm being very general here, but it tends to be one of the first ways that you become aware of your spirituality. Different for different people, but in the general sense, I would say that most people get that first, and then maybe they get visual or auditory second. It varies for different people. But what's interesting to me is that you said that you come with an inner sense of knowing, and that is also part of it's like an offshoot from clairsentience, and it's what I mean, in the UK we call it claircognizance. It's just knowing without knowing how you know. And what I'd say to you, Melissa, is to when you get this wave of warmth and heat around your body, and you know that spirit are with you, and you feel this sense of peace, you feel a sense of love with it as well, because this is a beautiful way for them to connect with you. And it's to then, without being sort of like too analytical about it, just notice what this reminds you of in each situation, and notice what comes into your head. I'm feeling it's actually going to come from your gut. I'm feeling now, as I'm sitting here talking to you, and it's almost as if I was you, I'm feeling as if you'll get some sort of like gut sense of knowing, and something is going to come into your head. It's going to be absolutely relevant. And whatever it is, hold it as truth.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, hold it as a truth. Because, Jerry will tell you that as mediums, we have to absolutely trust what we get. And the things that come into our minds can be so off the wall. And when we first start, we think, oh my goodness, I can't say that. Or how strange that is. But that is how it works, and that is the truth. And that's your truth, Melissa. And I would say to start really trusting that inner knowing, and be really happy and grateful to spirit for connecting with you in this beautiful way. And when they do, thank them. Yeah?
Yes,
they love that. They love that. You're doing really, really good. Really good.
Do you hear anything you want to say to me now, or like any message for anyone, like a loved one or anything from the other side you may want to give to me?
Right. Now, that isn't my area of expertise.
I'm sorry.
But what I'm getting... No, don't worry about that. I've just pulled a card for you, and the card that has come up is the card teacher. You are learning. And this is what your guides are saying. You are learning. You're aware. You're communicating with them. They can hear your thoughts. They understand what you want. You set your intentions. They are connecting with you. And it's about you trusting what you're getting. And you're on a beautiful journey. Trust what you get, Melissa.
That's so beautiful. Thank you.
Bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
And enjoy your journey.
Melissa, if I can just... I'm sorry, darling, I didn't mean to butt in, Roz. Melissa, there's just one thing I'd like to add. You have very strong... not just... spiritual connections is probably not a deep enough label, if you like. Human communication is not as pure as spiritual communication, but you have angelic links with you. And the energies that I'm picking up around you, as spirit are showing me, are, well, the white light is absolutely quite, it's rather strong. Now, behind this white angelic links and angelic energies that are around you, which are also coming through to me as saying that you also have a very strong healing energy with you that you need to maybe look at a bit more. This is the way that she's saying it to me, Melissa. There's a little old lady. This is how she described herself, who's standing in the background there. She's quite diminutive, quite quietly spoken, but I get the feeling with her that she had kidney problems when she was still here with us. She's actually holding her back, her lower part of her back, and I feel that she had a problem walking as well a little bit, although she was a strikingly independent lady and would very much want to refuse help from people. Does this ring any bells with you at the moment?
Yeah, I believe so. It does, a little bit. It does, I believe so.
You know, obviously the generation that is probably going to connect most with you is that this has to be a grandmother or great-grandmother. It's that sort of age, it's that sort of generation. And I also feel that she wore spectacles, you know, she wore glasses at the time, and they were round ones or circular in shape. Does that help you to make the link with her?
Yes.
She's telling me she's having to shout, as it were, in quotes, because obviously she's given me the way that I can communicate it with you, because she's standing quite a way back here because of this lovely veil of white light that's around you, and this is your link, as I said, with the angelic realms that are around you. What she's saying is that she's just said in my, she says, talk to the angels, they listen to you, talk to the angels. She's also just said, Melissa, you were rather a stubborn child when you were young, were you not?
Yes.
She says to me that, with a smile, you had selective hearing when you were younger. In other words, if you didn't want to hear something, you turned a deaf ear as if you couldn't hear. Yes?
Yes.
She's saying that now is the time, she says, when you need to have all your hearing senses. Now, the way she said all your hearing senses, I find that intriguing. She says you need to have all your hearing senses open, because now when the words are told to you, when the things are shown to you, you have, as Roz was saying, you've just got to trust that it is right, whether it's for you or for anybody else. And your purpose, your sole purpose on this Mother Earth, this time around, Melissa, is to spread the word to other people.
Thank you.
So you have some work to do, my lovely. Now, obviously, if you need any support, if you need any guidance or just confirmation about anything, you can call back into Soul Purpose, or you can ring contact any of the other wonderful hosts here on the Mike Spirit FM network. And they will help you if there's anything you're not sure about. But your connection is divine. Your connection is very pure. You have just got to trust it.
I do.
So go for it, my lovely. And I hope that's been I hope that's been of some help for you.
Yes, it has been.
Bless you. Well, I wish you well. Thank you ever so much for being a part of Soul Purpose today.
Okay, thank you.
And hopefully we'll speak to you again.
Yes.
Okay, take care and God bless.
Yes.
Bless you. Thank you, Melissa. Strong energy. That lady has got strong energy. Really strong energy, Rosa. But you're right. When we get called to do this work, it's rather daunting to begin with, isn't it? Bit scary.
It's a responsibility.
That's very.
It feels like it anyway.
Well, when you every day when I speak with people on the phone, or and I know that you, Come back. Sorry, my connection dropped then. I was saying that people trust us. They trust us with personal details. They trust us with their lives. They trust us as psychics, mediums, clairvoyants, whatever the label is you want to put on it. People trust us to give them that guidance and that insight. And you're right, it's a big responsibility. Huge. Huge. But enjoyable.
Very enjoyable, yes. And I wouldn't change anything. Nothing at all. I mean, you know, you were saying that you had a situation before Christmas. And I think that as psychics, sometimes we are tested. We are really put through it. And I believe that during those times, more than any other times, we do have that word trust is absolutely implicit. If we trust our guides and ask them for insight at the other end of the tunnel, we will find it. And I think these experiences are there so that we have that empathic connection with others, and so that having known how they feel, it really holds that responsibility and helps us understand that it really is a job that is crucial to others, and we have to hold that. And kind of with the experiences we have, we actually have to thank our guides for them and the universe for them, even though it is absolutely ghastly at the time, because you've been there, I've been there. But we've come through it, and this is really what this has brought home to me in a very big way.
Couldn't agree more. Right, my lovely. Well, we're going to have our next piece of music, and then we're going to get on with some more calls. And I know that Brenda and Tricia are waiting to connect with us here on Soul Purpose today. So, Brenda, we'll be coming to you next. But I'd like to play this piece of music now because I feel that the title is quite appropriate. And this is the great Simon and Garfunkel. Enjoy.
Feel I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And if you listen to the lyrics of that song, I'm sure that you probably would relate to some, a few, many of the lyrics. Very lovely piece of music. Just reminded me that that came off the album of the same name. It's the first album I ever bought. Goodness me, that's going back a few years now. Blimey. Anyway, let's go on. Let's crack on. We've got lots of lovely people waiting to connect on Soul Purpose today, and the next person is Brenda, I believe. So Brenda, hi, are you there?
I'm here, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, lovely. Can you just speak up a little bit for me, a little bit quiet?
Yes, I can.
Brilliant, thank you, my sweet. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Tennessee,
wonderful. And how can we help you on the show today?
Well, I was wondering if what Spirit has to say about my daughter, who is currently doing a little bit of time in jail, when they think she might be coming home.
Okay. Ros, would you like to start off on this one, my love?
Yes, of course I will, Jerry. The guides that I got for you, Jerry, for you, Brenda, was... As soon as I tuned in, I saw that there was some... I saw black sort of above you, which always means that you've got something weighing really heavily on your mind. And what your guides are doing for you is they're sending you healing. And I'm seeing a big ring of green around this emotional difficulty that you have. And this is sending healing to you. I do have to be honest with you, and I do have to say that the sort of predictions and future isn't the area that I specialise in particularly. It's more your guides working for you. But what I'm asking my guides to do is to, or your guides, is to show the guides for your daughter, for whom you're particularly worried about. And I'm feeling, in fact, what I'm seeing is that she's carrying a lot of anger in her. She's carrying a great deal of anger. Is that right?
Somewhat, yes.
This is what I'm seeing. What I'm also seeing is I'm seeing the colour yellow breaking into that. And yellow is a colour that means joy. And what they're pointing at is they're pointing at people visiting her and talking to her. Yes?
Yes.
Do you go and visit her?
Yes.
Yes. Because this is what she needs at the moment. She needs connection with people from the outside to lift her at the moment.
Okay.
I don't know whether you have any insight on anything future, Jerry. I don't know whether that is something that your connections would be able to help Brenda with.
Yeah, Brenda, my lovely. As I was just listening to what Roz was bringing through for you there, I really feel that your daughter. I quite agree as far as the as Roz was saying about this this inner anger that is with her. But and your main concern is when she coming home. And my feeling is that I got September. That month seems to be relevant. Now, I don't know whether it's because there's something that happened last September, but I'm certainly feeling around your daughter at the moment that this coming September is an important month. Have they given you any indication when she might be due for parole or anything of that nature?
Well, it's not anything that heavy. It's just a driving offense. And they were saying March or April, somewhere in there.
March or April?
Right.
Okay. Now, I wonder why they were showing me September. I'm intrigued because usually when guides come in and give me dates, there's a reason behind it. Okay. March or April. I don't know why I'm saying this, my lovely, and I'm certainly not wishing to sound negative. To me, at the moment, there feels like there's either a delay, and I can't see it being a huge delay, but there's. I tell you what, if she's able to come home either March or April, there's going to be quite a significant, for some reason, significant with her period of adjustment. But you're going to have to watch for September because I feel that your daughter needs, I feel she's going to need a little bit of professional input when she comes home because there's either something she's not talking about, hence the anger that Roz was picking up on, and the colours were very relevant. The green and the yellow that Roz was mentioning is very, very important. Green is the heart colour, yellow is the solar plexus colour. And my feeling is she's bottled up a load of old emotions that need to be dealt with. She will heal. Of course she'll heal. But as I said, for some reason I sense period of adjustment. So it may be a good idea that when you next are able to go and visit, maybe to find out as wherever she is having to be staying at the moment, whether they can give her some sort of support before she comes home, but
okay.
I have to agree with Roz. Lots of anger in there still. Does she feel that she shouldn't have? Does she feel that she should have not been sent to prison?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what she feels.
Ah, that's what it is. You see, sorry, sorry, Spirit. I'm just having to apologise to my guys here. I'm a bit slow on the uptake tonight. That's what it is. She feels an injustice has been done. That's why she's not a happy person at the moment.
Exactly.
Okay. Has there been a mention of a retrial or looking at the facts behind all this? There's something doesn't sit right here, to be honest. And I have a feeling, Brenda, that not all the truth has come to the surface yet.
Well, I'm not real sure because they had her an earlier release date, and then somehow or the other it got pushed back from some kind of a mix-up, and so we don't know. We really don't know yet.
Okay. Well, my feeling is, obviously, the way that I perceive this is there are two sets of laws that we have to abide by. One is human law, which we have to live and abide by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But the other one is universal spiritual law. And there are times when spiritual law will step in and override human law. Now, what you have done by connecting with Roz and with myself on the show is now this energy has now gone out to the universe. The angels, the guides, whoever you want to, whoever you feel you're linking with in spirit, they have heard this. They have picked up. They know what's obviously. They know what's going on. They can. They know what's coming in. But sometimes, and this is true, I'm sure Ros will back me up on this, they will intercede on our behalf because the universe can shift people, it can shift places, it can shift time. And if there is an injustice that needs to be corrected, because and it has happened before, I've seen it happen before, it will happen for your daughter. My feeling is there is an injustice here that needs to be corrected, and somewhere along the line, the universe is going to intercede and bring this to a proper closure.
Okay, that's what we're hoping for. We pray about it, and I talk to I actually have been working with Michael and St. Jude.
Wonderful. Before we have to move on from your call, my sweet, because we've got people queuing to come into the show, I know that Roz has got something else she wants to share with you. So, Roz, my lovely.
Yes, it's just very, very quickly, Brenda. I pulled a card for you. I'm working with cards tonight, and these are cards that I trust. And the card that I pulled for you was Guiding Children, and it says underneath it, you're good at helping, counseling, and healing children. Use your skills to help children now. And this is talking about your child. She needs your support right now, and you are good for her.
Okay. Yeah, and that sounds okay. We're pretty close, so yeah.
And with what with what Jerry was saying about you, and what you were saying about working with your angels, you know, this is something that you will all together, and the universe will help her to get through.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you so very much.
Bless you.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome, Olivia. Thank you very much for being a part of the show and for coming through and sharing that with us.
Thank you. And
please do let us know how things move and how she gets on. We'll send out a lot of healing in her direction as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care and God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bless. That was the lovely Brenda. Okay, we must move on to our next lovely caller, who I believe is Tricia. Hi, Tricia. Are you there?
Hi, Jerry. Thank you so much for doing a reading for me, and I'm so sorry to hear that you went through such turmoil before Christmas. I did also, and I wish
you.
I could have been there to console you and help you. Truly, I truly mean that, because you're such a beautiful person.
Goodness, listen, you're going to set me off if you're not careful. That's lovely. Thank you so much for that.
I'm sorry, I'm very sensitive too. but I do mean that. I went through terrible right on December 21st, 2012. I ended a really long-term, I mean many years relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was long time coming, you know, little by little, so I'm okay with it. But I want to make sure, Jerry, and I want to link in with Spirit to make sure that a better life is coming for me, a better relationship. And, you know.
Goodness. excuse me, you've just somewhat taken my breath away. Okay. First and foremost, with a soul that shines as bright as that, you're never going to be alone no matter what happens. It is, it's very easy for me to sit here and say it happened for a reason. But the truth is, as you well know, Tricia, that everything happens for a reason, and there is something imprinted within your own DNA. This is where, in my opinion, is where your soul contract will reside. It's imprinted in you, and the only person that has access to that is yourself. No one else does. Spirit won't even be able to access that. However, on a human level, and if I can just get my breath back, the amount of healing and love that's coming to you from Spirit at the moment is absolutely overwhelming. Now, I stand 6'3" and weigh around the top end of, in English terms, nearer 16 stone now, probably. Maybe just 15 and a half. So, you know, I'm a big bloke. And in a way, it takes a lot for somebody to literally take the rug out from under my feet. Well, you have just done that because of the depth of your spirit. As far as a human link is concerned, Tricia, well, you know that we are in a 6 year, this number 6 year that we entered at the start of 2013. Okay. Is the year of the snake, and the snake is one of the snake's qualities is very much about the healing energy that comes from the base of the spine. It's this kundalini that energy. It's also a very passionate energy, and on a human level, this is a year of very deep relationship connections. And Roz shared with us a little bit earlier in the show about the soulmate connection that she has made. And for you, this is not, I don't wish to sound like I'm trivializing the term, but there is a deeper connection in coming in your direction this year, which will transcend a soulmate link, because this is somebody who's been waiting to step into your space, who you have had a past life connection with. And I tell you what, I'm just on the verge of having to pass this over to Roz, because if I well up anymore, I'm not going to be able to speak. But what my guides are telling me, and my guides are all Native American, bless them, and they come through with such power for you. And I've never known, I mean, I know how strong my guides are, but it takes somebody quite special to make them come through quite so strongly. And in recent times, you're only probably in the last few months, you're only the second person that's made them stand so close. The other one is my guest, is Roz. But for you, this year, you need to be looking right slap bang into the middle of the year 2013. In other words, the 6 months of this 6 year. And in the 6th month of this 6 year, you are going to meet your kindred spirit.
Mm. Do I already know this person? Have I met them before?
No.
Never.
Not in this, not, well, no, sorry, not, not true. Not in this earth life you haven't.
Okay.
I will tell you how you, there's one simple way of how you're going to recognize them. And that is your own sixth sense, feminine intuition, whatever you want to call it, will kick in so quick and so hard, it'll feel like there's something trying to knock you over. And you will have that feeling of, I know you, I've met you before, and that's because it's a it's this past life link. It's a past life link.
Okay.
I can give you a bit more if you want.
Oh, I'd love it.
One of the past life links you shared was Egyptian. Do you have any interest in Egypt or Egyptian things? Ever been to see the pyramids?
I never have, but I have studied a little bit, just on my own, looking at, you know, their way of life and culture, their religion, which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I get a medical link here coming through. So this person, as in this earth life, is linking in some way with the medical profession. I'm not sure if they are a doctor, a surgeon, or but they link somewhere with the medical profession, as they have done in a past life. And in this one past life, in this Egyptian energy I'm being shown, you two were separated because, oh, this is a little bit deep, spirit. Do we go here? Okay. You know that when they built the pyramids, these were where people that were the gods, the goddesses, were buried so that they would then transcend onto the next life, yes? Put it in,
yes.
in base terms. Not only would they take riches with them, which were to honour the gods, but they would also have people with them who would help them make this transition into the next life. They might be priests, they might be servants of some description, but they would have people with them. You were entombed in this way. Mm. Have you ever had a bit of a problem with enclosed spaces?
Probably when I was a child, yeah.
So this is what it goes back to. Do you ever have a worry about going in elevators?
Never.
Okay, there's a link here with claustrophobia or elevators. I wonder who that is around you. But this is where I feel this is one of the past lives that you shared, and you were separated from this person.
Mm.
They were not able to follow you or be with you, and you were entombed. Most intriguing. But June is your month. Definitely June this year is your month. Now, just so I can get my breath back, bless it. Roz, do you get anything for the lovely Tricia?
Very much so. Yes, Jerry, I do. And I'm like you, I'm really excited about it. Because when I tuned into you, Tricia, I saw a guide. And this guide is just looking down, incredibly peaceful. And basically, this person that's coming in for you is in your destiny. That you're just destined to meet this person. That it's just out there waiting for you. And what they're saying is that they are acknowledging the fact that you are very sensitive. You had an epiphany moment, and you created that yourself. That is a powerful thing to do, and you did this at a time that was most poignant, very, very courageous, very strong thing to do. But you have cleared your way now, and the way is open for you. I'm just seeing the whole year is clear for you to make it whatever you want it to do. And they're saying that be very clear about what you want, focus upon your strengths, and be at peace and just know that this person is waiting. It's all looking just so good for you. What more can I say? It's all looking so good for you. What more
Thank
can
you.
I say?
That sounds beautiful. Yes, I think I did. I know I did. I manifested. I cleared out a lot in the last 4 years, and this last one was it. I had to clear out a lot of negativity and make my way clear, and it took a lot of energy from me.
But, you're a very powerful lady. You're very, very powerful, and you're creating the destiny you want, and you can do that, and you are doing it. And with the claustrophobia part that Jerry was saying, imagine the power of this, that somewhere as a child you managed to clear that that karmic link back with the entombment, so that you no longer have this claustrophobia, at least in the same way.
Yeah.
Just think how amazing that is. I mean, Jerry knows, I know just how amazing that is. We want you to know that too.
Yes.
Believe
okay.
it. Believe it. Believe it, please. Trust.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really strong in my heart about you.
Okay. Yes, it's. I just have to get through this little bit of hurt, but yes, I do believe it, and I do believe that beautiful things are coming, and I am going to do beautiful things for the world. That's what I want to do, and that's why I did this. So
you're amazing.
Thank you for the reading. I so much appreciate it.
Oh, you're more
than
welcome.
I'm sorry, Jerry, I'm sorry for upsetting you.
No. Listen. What you've done, which you probably didn't realize, and this was something I was sharing with Roz earlier on, that the one thing that when we speak of things that we go through, it also can be very self-healing. But what you've also done is you have sent out, and I don't know whether you were consciously aware that you're doing it, but you've just sent out a load of healing, which has been very gratefully received and very much acknowledged, not just by the human me, but by the spiritual me. So when you say you have things to do, you absolutely do have things to do. So we're just pleased that we are here for you, and please know that at any other time that you need anything, Tricia, you've only got to contact if it's not me, or also anybody else on the Mike Spirit FM network. But you know, you can always get in touch with me directly if you wish to. And bless you, thank you very much. It's been a privilege to speak with you.
Thank you so much. You're so special. And Rosalind, thank you for the reading. I very much appreciate it. And if it wasn't for you, I think things would be worse for some people. It's just that people like you with your gifts, it is so healing. And I am so grateful that you're on the air. So thank you so much. And I send you my blessings.
Bless you. And thank you very much.
Thank
just
you.
Just remember, Tricia, you will heal when you're ready, but there's a lot ahead of you just yet. So, but you'll heal when you're ready. Before I have to move on to my next caller, my lovely, but the person that's stepping in is also going to help you to heal.
Mm. Well, that sounds beautiful. That sounds wonderful.
All right,
thank
my lovely.
You.
Well, bless you. You take care, and many blessings to you from myself and from Roz and from the world of spirit. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Take care. God bless. Bye-bye now. There are times, Roz, you know, when it doesn't take much to have one's faith restored. Can I put it that way? It doesn't take much, bless. And sometimes out of the mouths of people who you probably least expect it, suddenly, whoosh, something is given, isn't it? It's amazing, don't you think?
Yes, I do, and especially when you're open and aware of the magic. It is the magic of the whole of creation, really. You know, as Tricia is, then when things can just happen out of the blue, they just come in out of the blue when you least expect it, and it is absolutely extraordinary. And it's just often just a word, or it just can be someone walking into your life just out of the blue.
Absolutely.
Just out and over.
Absolutely. Amazing.
It is.
Right, we must move on. Oh, just before I forget, if all you lovely people are still listening in the chat room, the crystal that you might want for that back and that knee problem, there are many different ones, but the one that I was shown immediately is hematite, because my feeling is that there's a little bit of a blockage with your energies around those areas, and it just hematite will help to reflow the energy. Give it some thought. Anyway, we must move on. We have another caller. And this is area code 386, I believe. Area code 386, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're more than welcome, love. Can I have your name and ask where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida.
So it was Sheena?
Mm-hmm.
And you're from Florida. Wonderful. How can we help today on the show, Sheena?
I really liked the reading the last caller got, and I would, you know, like to get a reading, you know, like that.
So what we're looking at is a relationship.
Yeah, pretty much, in, you know, spiritual, you know, as far as where I'm at, where I am spiritually.
Okay,
how close am I from meeting, you know, my kindred spirit?
All right. Well, can I ask what your date of birth is?
11/18/84.
Right. Let me have a look for you. It's 1, 2, 3. Oh, an interesting date of birth you've got too. Okay. I need to transpose those numbers quickly there. Right. Firstly, I just want to say that from around your date of birth, there has to have been some upset or imbalance emotionally around you, even probably as recent as middle to end of last year. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of upset. So
a lot of,
okay.
Yeah. The lovely thing about your date of birth is 9/10/11/19/23/5. Oh, right, okay. One of your totem medicine animals is the bear. The bear is all about introspection. The bear is all about awakening, renewal, and it's very much where the real you or the true you is slowly going to emerge this year. Particularly around April, May of this year, there will be, for you, quite a shift within you initially, which is like the preparation for what is ahead of you before the end of summer this year. So first and foremost, there's a lot of the what I want to call the old humanness that's going to be removed, because I also feel that you have still got a little bit of an emotional scar that needs to be healed. I also get the feeling with you that there are unanswered questions, as in, well, why did that person do what they did? Why was, and there's all these what if bits floating around. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. The
question I get asked a lot is, will an ex ever step back in? Will this person ever reconnect with me? And there are times when it is meant, but you will hear a lot of people like myself and Roz who would say that an ex is an ex for a reason. Sometimes relationships can be rekindled. Sometimes people have to disconnect. connect before they can reconnect with us, or vice versa. My feeling is with you that you are going to have a reconnection. That's why we are speaking about it at the moment. The numbers, the other numbers that are really prime and important in your date of birth, link with the energy of the eagle. The eagle is the bird of spirit. It's a very powerful medicine animal when it comes to emotional matters, when it comes to love, when it comes to emotional freedom. And what the eagle is saying to you for this year, right now, and for the rest of this year, is that, Sheena, you've got to start to spread your wings, and you've got to really fly like an eagle. You've got to allow your emotions to fly. This is where Spirit is saying to you that with the safety of the eagle around you, you will only ever be taken as high as your wings will carry you. Now, what does this mean to you? Well, as far as a human connection is concerned, the person who I feel is stepping back has this air energy with them as well. Now, that could mean that they are an air sign. That could be Aquarius, Libra, or a Gemini.
There's something. God, yes.
Penny dropped. Okay, excellent. Only you at the time, my lovely, when this happens, will you know, because this is your own decision-making process, your own spirit telling you at that time, is this person stepping back in so that you can have final closure? Or is this person stepping back in because there is more to this relationship and it's not going to go back to where it was, because it can't. We cannot rewind the clock. But what it can do, what it could be offering you, is something new, something that is refreshed, and something which is deep enough, because it is, I believe, and it is just my opinion, that twin flame connections and in some cases soulmate links, and as Ros was sharing earlier, these can be the ones that have the most trials and tribulations in them. You can be waiting for that real special person to step back into your life, because they've had to go off and sort out their own stuff before they can come back and have, if you like, the right intentions this time around. And that's my feeling, that when this person steps back in, it's because they have been able to go away and clear away all the debris from their life. They've attended to their own, whatever it is they've needed to attend to. And when they reconnect with you, they come back with a balance of mind, body, and spirit. So you will feel, this is what I'm saying, but you can only judge this when it happens for yourself, but what you should be experiencing at that time is, I've been waiting for you for so long, but now you're here, I ain't going to let you go. But you have to wait. That is part of the purpose of this reconnection for you, Sheena, is you will make the decision when that happens. Does that all make sense to you?
Yes. Now, he, you know, was seen with another woman that I know. Now, do you feel as though this is going to be a part of why he wants to come back? Or, you know, is this something that they're going to continue with each other? Like, you know, how is that going to look? Because this female, when I saw them together, she was, like, really apologetic, and, you know, she was like, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know this is the father of your child, you know, this is what's going on between us, and, you know, not
The intricacies of life and the intricacies of relationships. Sometimes, my lovely, you know, as human beings, but and I'm speaking for probably the men here, because I feel that this is and I'm not wishing, I'm not tying every man with the same brush, believe me. But sometimes men feel that the grass may be green on the other side. It is part of a man's energy, ego, if you want to call it that, that, you know, they feel that maybe they have to go off and walk on another path temporarily. Because remember, us blokes, us men are wired up differently to you lovely ladies out there. And sometimes, you know, we go off on this different pathway. However, my feeling is that the reason that this guy had to take the path that he did was because this was part of his, this may sound a bit daft, it was part of his purpose this lifetime around. There was something that he had to go and learn. There's something he had to go and understand. I feel that he was somebody who would never fully express his feelings. He would never want to really talk about his deep emotional things that were going on within him. And it's taken this part of his life's journey to get to that point when suddenly it's going to go bang and it's going to hit him that he needs to get in touch with you, or he needs to sit and talk with you. There will be, because I've got the Lynx coming in here, and the Lynx is known as the keeper of secrets. This, he will need to share something really confidential with you, but it will not be, I feel, until it's either April or August of this year.
Okay. Is this
going to
be life-changing?
It's going to be what, sorry?
Life-changing? A secret that's life-changing?
I tell you what, all I can say is, so I'll just have to be aware of the time, but we're running out of time already, my goodness me. All I will say to him, lovely, is that life-changing, everything we do is life-changing, but this for you is life-fulfilling.
Okay.
And there's a big difference. My feeling is...
Do you see more children with us? I mean, I'm listening to everything you say. I'm trying to soak it in, but...
Right, well... Now, to be honest, this is an area which I do not like to answer on, because it's a very delicate area. It's a very delicate question to be asked. In fact, here in the UK, this is one of the four subjects that, by law, we are not allowed to answer. However, I'm just going to say this to you: if it is meant for you to be blessed with another human soul, that will be between you, your partner, and Mother Nature.
Okay. Because I have a child in spirit that I decided to want. But I decided to, you know, not carry through with it. And I've been thinking about it lately.
Got it. What my guides are saying here, my sweet, is that the other thing you have to remember is that every soul, from the moment of conception, has a purpose in life. That purpose could be to be with us for a day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years, a lifetime. It was not for you to know. At the time you made a human decision, that decision was made for you one way or the other, but that soul knew that that was its purpose in this lifetime. That soul will be reborn at some point. Look, I'm just going to pass you very quickly over to Roz, because Roz has got something that she wants to share with you. Roz, my lovely, if I can just say that we have only got maybe about 7 or 8 minutes of the show left, so I can just leave this briefly with you, my sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, this is very quick, Sheena, but I drew four cards for you. The first three iterate exactly what Jerry has been saying. The fourth card, which I just had to choose, was titled Expect a Miracle. So take a leap of faith, expect a miracle. The picture on the card is Mother Mary holding a baby child. They are surrounded by angels. Your child is safe in spirit hands. Just take that. Your child is safeguarded in spirit. There is nothing to cry about. It is all exactly as it is meant to be. Yeah? Please take that as comfort, and just take that for what it is, Anne. Okay, Sheena?
Okay.
Bless you, darling.
Bless you.
Thank you, Sheena, my sweet. And thank you for being a part of the show. And we'll send you loads and loads of healing, healing energy. But there is a lot more to come for you. And bless your heart. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you both.
You're more than welcome. Take care and God bless.
Okay, you too.
I tell you what, it's been very emotional. Very emotional people tonight. It's been lovely. But I feel that I'd like to really raise the vibrations a little bit. I'd like to this last piece of music, because we are very much running out of time here. But this last piece of music is a piece actually. It's been requested in a way. It's by a group called Kiss, and it goes a little bit something like this.
Woo!
Crazy, crazy night. It's been a bit of a crazy night in a way. It's been a brilliant night. And if you listen to some of the lyrics in that song as well, people try to take my soul away. The words that that they say in the song is, but I don't hear the rap, but there's a letter missing off that word, that they all say. Try to play songs that have a purpose behind them as well. But this is where hopefully we have been able here on Soul Purpose today to lift your spirits a little bit. And I know that we haven't probably been able to get around to all the callers, which is a great shame, but time just disappears so quickly. And when we work with spirit, obviously, for them, time doesn't exist, and which is why, in our human terms, this last 2 hours has just disappeared completely. I must thank my very special guest, the lovely Ros Coleman, for being a part of the show today. Rosmus, it's been an absolute privilege to work with you again. How can people get in touch with you directly? And here's a chance for you to tell them all about the lovely Ros Coleman website too. How can people link with you?
Well, my email address is Ros, which is R-O-S, Jerry, R-O-S at roscoleman.com. And my website, because I'm an artist and I work with spirit guides, it's spiritguideartist.com. And you can see what I do, see my art. And actually, if you want to join my distribution list, you can download a copy of a beautiful picture that I channeled at the end of last year called The Angel of Grace. Beautiful angel who's here protecting people and just shielding the earth from all these turbulent energies and all the, all the stuff that we have to go through. She's protecting there for you. So that's a freebie, and that's for you if you want to join my distribution list. So it has been lovely working with everybody. And I do hope that everybody else who was listening who didn't get a reading did get something from what we were saying, because in our hearts we're working with all of you.
Rosmus, what our lovely producer just said, if you just type that website address into your IM box now, he'll put it straight into the chat room for you.
Thank you.
People will know where to find
doing
you.
Now. Thank you.
Okay, and whilst Ros is doing it, mute your mic, sweet. That's it. But mute your mic for me if you would too. Lovely, thank you. Guys, you know, I just want to say that it's been an absolute privilege to be with you again. I will be obviously back again next week. A million thanks to the lovely Ros for sharing her wonderful insight and her guidance from spirit. Also, big thanks to producer Ken for pressing all the right buttons and doing all the technical stuff for us, because without him, we wouldn't be here and doing the show, because I couldn't be pressing all the buttons. And apologies for, say, not getting around to all you lovely people today. But, you know, if you'd like to connect with me, you can go to my website, which is all the W's, senseofknowing.co.uk. You'll find all my contact details on there. You'll find me on Facebook, Jerry Humphreys on Facebook. That's Jerry with a J. You'll find me on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter when I can actually remember how to use Twitter, and I know it's not that complicated. And I will be back here, as I said, at the same time next Wednesday with another amazing guest. But as I said, the thanks is to all you guys out there who have been a part of the show today. Take care, God bless, until the next time. Be peaceful and enjoy the rest of the week.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphreys. Join Jerry again next week at the same time, or you can connect directly to Jerry by going to his website. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or via Facebook. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose. Have a peaceful week ahead.